If you will, turn to Romans 1. The Apostle Paul's letter to the Romans includes Paul's presentation of the gospel message. It's the good news of Jesus Christ. This is where you've heard the Romans Road before, I'm sure. This is where we get that from. This is Paul's presentation of the gospel message. It's the good news that there is a Savior in which we can all be saved from our sins and from the wrath of God. And so people need to know that, right? They need to know they can be saved. And Paul lays out a good presentation of that. But before, it's like the old saying, before people can be found, they first have to be lost, right? So they have to realize that they need a Savior. And so it's like any problem. If you don't think you have a problem, you're not looking for a solution to the problem. And so here in the book of Romans in chapter 1, Paul begins laying down the fact that we are all sinners. And in chapter 1, he talks about godless men and the wrath of God. In chapter 2, he's going to talk about the Jewish people who think they've got it all together. You know, they're God's chosen people. They have the law, and they follow all these rules and everything. And then Paul says, oh, wait a minute. You're just as rotten as they are. And so, and then he goes on in chapter 3, and he says that we have all sinned and come short of God's glory. And so we know that, we probably know that one by memory. It's Romans 3:23. For we've all sinned and come short of God's glory. And so, but today we're going to be looking just in chapter 1 about godless men and the wrath of God. And so I take it that you found Romans 1, and we've got a little bit of text to read through this morning. So if you'll bear with me, if you would, please stand for the in honor of reading the Lord's word. And we're going to be in verses 18 through 32 of chapter 1. It says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and in their foolish heart, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man and of birds and four-footed animals and crawling creatures. Therefore, God gave them over in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions, for their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural. And in the same way also, the men abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their desire toward one another. Men with men committing indecent acts and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper. Being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice, they are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. And although they know the ordinance of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that it's laid out here for us to study. Father, I pray that you'll add richly some understanding to this text this morning. And just thank you for your mercy. In Christ's name, amen. When Dan preached through the passage in Romans chapter 1, he described the characteristics of God. So I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on... he described the characteristics of God's wrath, so I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on the characteristics of God's wrath, but I will recap what he said here in a second. But when we think about God, we don't like to think of God as a God of wrath, right? We like to think of him as a God of love. But that's not exactly what the Bible teaches. He's not only a God of love, he's also a God of wrath. And so we have to go with what the Bible teaches, not just how we feel. And when Dan taught through, he taught that God's wrath is stable. It's not explosive like ours. God doesn't get mad. It's a settled wrath. He's already settled it. He says you can believe the truth and you have no wrath, or you cannot believe the truth and suppress the truth and you have wrath. And so there's a line there, a threshold. He's already set it. It's not some explosive wrath like a human's wrath would be. He says the source is from God. It's not forged out of evil. This is a righteous God. And the foregone conclusion of a righteous God is that he must not like unrighteousness. I mean, if he liked unrighteousness, he couldn't be righteous, right? And so the source is not out of evil, it's from God. The subject, of course, is the unrighteousness in men. And then finally, he talked about the seriousness of God's wrath, which is a terrible judgment. And so what I want to talk about this morning is that to look at what Paul says about the wrath of God and how it's revealed and how it comes about. And the first thing that I want us to see is that people know about God. They can come up with whatever they want, but they know about God. In Romans 1:19 through 21 that we just read, sorry if that don't fit on there good. I'm not a pro at this yet, but it says, look through your Bibles there, starting in verse 19. It says, because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. And so God has clearly been seen. Men know about God. Listen, all humans know something about God. People know about God from creation. They can make up whatever theory they want to make up about it, but nobody has an excuse, and that's what the Lord says. And so you might ask, what about those who've never heard the gospel message? Certainly there's somebody somewhere in the world who has not heard the gospel message. And don't they have an excuse? Rather than debate about that, let's look at what the Bible says about it. Let's look at in Psalm 19, 1 through 4, a psalm of David, King David. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. People know about God. This is, in theology, this is called natural revelation. It's not the complete special revelation of Jesus, but it's the basis of God's holding everybody accountable. And look, this is King David. He didn't know Jesus. Did he hear the gospel message? But he says that God is known throughout the world, that it speaks to every language. There's not a place where it's not known. And so people know about God. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't misquote me and say that Jesus is not the only way. The scripture clearly says that no man comes to the Father except through me. And that's what Jesus is talking. I'm not saying that that Jesus is not the only way. I'm saying that God does not believe in atheists. God shows himself. He says that he has showed himself and that everybody is without excuse. If they decide they don't believe in God, it's because they've taken the truth and they've suppressed it, is what the Word of God says. People know about God, they just don't like it. Let's look at what John says. In John 3:17 through 19, for God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. He who believes is not judged, but he who does not believe has been judged already. That sounds like that settled wrath, right? Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. This is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. People know about God. They know about God. God says he's made himself evident. He says if you You seek me, you will find me if you seek me with all your heart. God's made himself evident. It's because people don't like it, they suppress the truth, that they don't believe in God. You ever heard that old song? I did it my way. People want to do it their way, right? They don't want to follow God. They want to do it their way. And God's going to say, okay, have it your way. But that's a terrible, terrible judgment, as we're going to see. And I pray today that that if you recognize the truth of God in your life, and I pray that you'll swallow that pride, that selfish pride, and stop hindering God from working in your life. Because if you wish for things to be your way, you might just get it. Be careful what you wish for. Isn't that the old saying? Be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. And we'll see what happens to people who continue to suppress the truth of God in their life. And God lets them have what they want. He says, okay, have it your way. And so not only do people know about God, they suppress the truth. And it says, verse 18, back in the text we're in, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. Suppression, people everywhere have a moral conscience, right? I mean, there's, you can go anywhere and ask anybody if it's okay to kill somebody, and they'll say, no, it's not okay, or if it's okay to take something that doesn't belong to you, they'll say, they know better than that, right? Whether they want to admit it or not, people have a moral conscience. And this word suppress comes from a Greek word which means to hold back. It means, it's referring to human willful rejection. It's not ignorance. It's not like they just don't know. If you're going to hold it back and suppress it, that means you have to know it's there, right? This is not willful rejection. They're suppressing it. Or this is willful rejection, excuse me. They're suppressing it. This is not ignorance, which, by the way, is not going to help you much anyway. You go down here and rob the 7-Eleven and tell them you didn't know any better. They'll educate you real quick, the police will, on what you're supposed to be doing. And then Brother Ralph will be your parole officer. So this is not ignorance, however. This is the fact that they know and they're willfully suppressing it down. There's a lot of gun advocates in here, right, and enthusiasts. We know what a suppressor is, right? The common folks might call it a silencer. In the gun world, it's called a suppressor. You put it on a gun, and then when you shoot the gun, it's not real loud. It's a lot quieter. This is what they're doing. They're taking the truth of God in their life that's loud, and they're suppressing it down so it's not loud anymore in their life. They suppress it. It's like they're taking a beach ball. You ever had a beach ball and you try to hold it underwater? It's trying to push its way back up, right? But you're holding it down. This is what they're doing. And so they're suppressing it. But how? How do they suppress it? Here we go. All right. The scripture says, first, they became fools. Let's look at starting verse 22. Professing to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man and of birds and four-footed animals and crawling creatures. Therefore, God gave them over in the lust of their hearts to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them. It's like, hey, I have a great idea. Y'all gonna think I'm a genius for this, right? I'll make this little statue out of gold. Everybody likes gold, right? I'll make it out of gold. And we'll worship that instead of God. And then whenever we want to do something that's impure or evil, we can do it because this little guy don't care. And we don't have to worship that other God no more. It's what they're doing. They're suppressing it down, making it up so they can do it their way. And God says, okay, have it your way, you big dummy. Basically what he's saying, that's Fred Sanford there, wasn't it? Saying, you have it your way. Okay, so anyway, they became fools. And then it says that God gave them over. They wanted their way so bad, they exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image. And God says, God gave them over to the lusts of their hearts, to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them. So how do they suppress the truth about God? They become fools. What else does the scripture say? It says they exchange the truth of God for a lie. It says, for they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. So, all right, you didn't like my first idea about the little golden idol there. Since those little inanimate idols aren't no good, I tell you what, let's worship a live cow. How about that? We'll worship a live cow. She don't care either what we do. We could be evil. We can be lustful. We can be whatever. She don't care. You can even get some milk from it, maybe. She won't care. Or what about if you don't, okay, maybe you don't like that. Maybe you don't want to worship an animal. We'll worship the human body, right? We'll worship the beauty of the human body. We'll worship one another. How's that sound? We'll just do whatever feels good. How about that? Does that sound good? Just because you don't like the truth doesn't mean that you can change it and it's not the truth anymore. All right? The truth is the truth. And some of the smartest people in the world, well, let me rephrase that. Some people who are recognized as smart in the world, they've come up with a theory that the universe just came from nothing. Big explosion happened, and everything was made from nothing. And I can't wrap my head around that, to be honest with you, but they've taken the truth, and just because they've changed it into something doesn't mean it's not the truth. And many people now believe that homosexuality is okay. We see that in America, right? We see that going around. They exchange the truth of God for a lie and worship and serve the creature. Here we go. For they exchange the truth of God for a lie and worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed. For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions. For their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural. In the same way, men abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their desire toward one another. Men with men committing indecent acts and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error. All right, so they exchanged the truth about God for a lie, which doesn't really change the truth, right? They're just believing this lie. And God says, okay, have it your way. If you suppress God long enough, he's going to let you have your way, right? Okay, so what do we see? We talked about this in Sunday school. You know, your homosexuality is on the front page of the newspaper, and Christians who are standing for what's right are the ones being disciplined for it. And so what America's doing is they've changed the truth of God for a lie. And so God is saying, okay, have your way. Have your way, Sodom and Gomorrah. Have your way, Roman Empire. America, have your way, is what he's saying. And so they become fools. They exchange the truth of God for a lie. And then finally, we'll see how they do it is they do not see fit to acknowledge God. But I'm wanting to add at the house there a garage one of these days if I ever can save up the money. But I was wondering, we get to talking about how the universe was created. Some of these smartest people believe it came from an explosion. So I need y'all's help on this a little bit. I'm going to do even better. I'm not going to start with nothing. I'm going to go get some lumber. And I'm going to stack it up out there in the yard. And I just want to know, I want a two-bay garage. I just want to know how much dynamite do I need to get a two-bay garage. Y'all got any idea? If I just blow all that up, it'll make a garage, right? Just because you change the truth doesn't mean it's not the truth, all right? There's only one truth, and it's the truth. It's the true truth. But we see that they did not see fit to acknowledge God. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper. being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil. There's a good one. I mean, if there's not enough, you just invent what you want. Disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. And although they know the ordinance of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them. People know. People know about God. They can make up whatever they want to, but they know about God. God says they do. He said he's made himself known. There's not a place where he has not made himself known. He says, if you seek me, you will find me, if you seek me with all of your heart. Our job's not to debate whether or not that person who's never heard the gospel is going to be judged. Our job is to make sure they hear it. But God's word says that there is a standard by which everybody's going to be judged, whether you believe the truth or not. These people suppress the truth, the ones that he's talking about here in Romans chapter 1. As he goes on in Romans to say that we're all sinners, he's talking about these people who took the truth and they held it down because they didn't like it. They invented their own gods, and he finally gave them what they wanted, their self. They no longer saw fit to acknowledge God. Does that sound like anywhere y'all know? No longer saw fit to acknowledge God. I mean, we see it every day happening, right? Everywhere you look, people are taking God out of the equation. No longer see fit to acknowledge God. And we live in a world where people want everything their way. It's like going down to Burger King. That's what Daddy asked me. Are we going down to Burger King your way, right away? And I'm afraid that's not the right way. Our way is going to be the way to hell is what it's going to be, or the way to God's wrath is what it's going to be. And that's a terrible judgment. After a while of suppressing the truth, get it your way. Some of y'all remember my testimony right when I was getting out of college at ABAC to be a game warden. I knew God was calling me somewhere else. I didn't know it was a ministry, but I quit listening. I didn't like what he was saying, so I stopped listening to him. And you know, it took over 5 years before I could hear the Lord again. So anyway, it took 5 years before I could hear the Lord again because of my suppression of the truth. I said, God, I don't like that. And I held down the truth, and it took 5 years to get it back. He let me have my way. He said, okay, have it your way. And my conscience, my soul, was never settled in that whole time. I knew that I did not need to be there. But he let me have it my way. We live in a world where people want everything their way. And we looked at the bad news right here. But this is the bad news before the good news. Remember, he's presenting the bad news. And the good news is that God demonstrates his own love towards us, and that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him. Our way is not the right way. And I know you probably don't have a golden idol at home that you're worshiping, but you might worship money. You might worship money. You might find your security in that rather than an idol. Or you may not have an animal, a cow at home that you worship. There are some religions that do that. I'm not just trying to be funny here. You may not have a cow at home that you worship, or you may not worship another person, but you may have an unhealthy addiction that takes the place of God. Or maybe you haven't suppressed God completely, but he's trying to tell you something just like he did me. And you're just holding that truth back because you want to do it your way. If you keep holding and suppressing the truth, God's going to let you have your way. And it's going to be, you're going to get what you wish for, and it's not going to be the good thing. It's going to be the wrath of God. God is a God of love, but as we talked about at the beginning, you can't be righteous and condone unrighteousness. The two don't go together. To be righteous, you must have an anger against unrighteousness. And this is God's settled anger. He's not explosive. He's already set the standard. He's made himself evident. You trust, no wrath. You suppress the truth, wrath. And I believe that's what Paul's telling us this morning. Maybe you feel like if you surrendered your life to the Lord that you wouldn't have fun anymore. I can tell you that's a lie of the devil right there. Christ came that we should have life and have it abundantly. And there's nothing better than a Christian life. We have fun, don't we? Amen. Ask God, if you're suppressing the truth, ask God for forgiveness. He'll forgive you. He will. Come, Dan calls April 1st, which happens to be what Easter falls on this year, he calls April 1st National Atheist Day. You know, it's April Fool's Day. He says, because the scripture says, a fool says in his heart, there is no God. And the text we read today says that, right? He said they became fools. He's made himself known. There's not a place on earth that he's not known. People know. They just suppress it. They know, but they don't want to know. They don't want to follow God. So they hold it down, changing the truth for a lie, pretending like that's going to change the truth. When all it does is reveal the wrath of God, is all it's going to do. So if the Lord's speaking to you this morning, I pray that you'll no longer hold down that truth and reveal the wrath. I pray that you'll let the truth come out. Confess your sin to God. Give your life to the Lord. Whatever the decision, I know the altar is going to be open this morning. If the Lord's laid it on your heart to make this right today, I pray that you will. Please stand as we pray. Our Father, we thank you for your word. We pray that you will have your way and that we won't have ours. Please don't let us have our way. Father, let your truth come through in our lives, Father, that we can have life abundant, that we don't have to deal with your wrath. I pray today, Lord, that if there's somebody here who has been holding down the truth, afraid to let it come back up, Lord, for whatever reason, afraid they might not have control over their life, Father, I pray that you will speak to their heart, have them release that, Lord. Quit suppressing it down. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you that you loved us so much, even though while we're sinners, that Christ died for us. We know that the world is without excuse, Father. Help us not to focus on that, but to share the good news that we have. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.